Looking back over four decades of writing, I recall only three occasions when I've been given really serious advice. The last time was 10 years ago, when Jerome Fletcher, one of the most creative and quirky writers I know, said, "Avoid redemption." What he meant by this, I think, was avoid happy endings. This is a great cure for sentimentality in writing. It keeps one's mind on the essential task of running a plot to its natural conclusion and bringing the characters face to face with the consequences of their actions. Jerome and I produced a number of books together, writing chapters independently and then submitting our work to each other for editing, often of a pretty ruthless kind. We were totally open and frank in our exchanges, and once you got used to the process, it was wonderfully instructive and stimulating. Going back much further to 1985, I remember a conversation with Ben Simcoe, a Hollywood scriptwriter who knew the demands of the entertainment industry better than anyone. He was 80 and I was 30 at the time, so there was a huge professional as well as chronological distance between us. I was writing my first novel, a convoluted, pretentious, and, as it turned out, unpublishable thriller. "How do you feel about it?" he asked. I said, "I think it's an interesting story." He said, "Alex, interesting is not good enough. It has to be compelling." Those are two good pieces of advice, and they're tough to live up to. But writing isn't all about discipline. There should be pleasure too, a sense of play, enjoyment of the music of language, a sense of the magic it can work in representing and interpreting experience. But to write fluently and expertly takes constant practice. For this reason, I think an earlier piece of advice was actually the best. I was 21, freshly out of university, and I was having one of those painful career conversations with my father, who was a very practical man, an engineer, worried about how I would earn a living. To my embarrassment, he decided to stage this conversation in front of a distinguished visitor, the author Nigel Nicholson. My father turned to him and said, "Alex wants to be a writer. What advice would you give him?" "What are you thinking of doing next?" asked Nigel. "I'd like to go and live abroad for a while," I said. "Don't you think you should stay in England?" said my father. "Get a job. Spend his spare time learning the craft of writing, like practicing how to describe a tree?" Nigel said, "It won't do you any harm to live abroad, provided you keep a diary. If you do that, it doesn't matter what else you do, you'll learn to write." I've followed his advice and been grateful for it ever since. Writing a diary has put me at ease with the written word, made it an everyday tool and friend.